Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Welcome in. That once again, folks. Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Thank you so much for being here. Impact Power Sports, they are on 14 Mile Road in beautiful Rockford, Michigan, under new ownership. Go there for a side-by-side ATV, motorcycle, Yamaha golf cart, go-karts. I got go-karts there. And a whole lot more. Shop online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. Today is Veterans Day. Salute to veterans. You know, you've heard me say stupid things about veterans, but you know that's all bullshit. At the end of the day, congratulations for being awesome. Veterans are amazing. Appreciate you so very much on this Veterans Day and on, well, on every day, frankly. If you're looking at me right now, something appears off because on my upper lip, you can see there's some type of, what is that? Okay, well, that's where I start this show. What is there is dried blood. That is an all-timer. I have never in my years cut myself worse while shaving. It looks like a swollen tick on my upper lip. It's so bad. My God. So I went to the store to get the type of raisins. It looks like a raisin. That's why it was stuck in my brain. That's why I said that. To get the type of razors that I always buy. And they didn't have them. So I was like, oh, shit. And I bought another brand that I don't really use. And it's those Harry's blades. You know, they always say, oh, yeah, our blades are cheaper. Hang on. I got to sneeze. Our blades are cheap because we own the factory. That's why they're cheaper. I don't know if that's true. I think they're cheaper because they're cheaper. Ben says Dollar Shave Club. Yeah, I don't know if I trust them either. I shouldn't say that. They may advertise one day. Hang on. Two big sneezes under my belt. Well, anyway, I get my Harry's, and I typically shave in the shower. You know, I'm pretty good at it. And oh boy, it was as soon as it was very, very painful, and I knew I was fucked. That this was going to be one that was going to take a long time to get past. Just it bleeding. And boy, was I right. And so I've got the paper towel on this spot, and I'm direct pressuring it, and it's not stopping at all. I mean, it's really, really bad. And I'm like, what? I mean, as far as cutting your face goes with a goddamn when you're shaving, it was like I stuck my lip out and one of those super sharp swords that they use in Kill Bill was used to cut this chunk off. I haven't yet looked at the razor, but there's probably a large mass of quivering face meat still on the blade. I knew this was a deep, deep cut. So then I'm like, God damn it. I got to stop the bleeding. And I also have to get to the goddamn pharmacy because I got to pick up my medicine. And it closes at 7. It's 6 o'clock now. So I'm trying to get the bleeding to stop. Doesn't stop. I'm driving to Walmart because I go to the pharmacy there. And it's, you know, it's like 10 miles away. It's still bleeding. All told, it bled for 2 straight hours. Well, 1 straight, and then there's more later. But Badger says it looks like a big STD. And you can't see it as prominently as you should. I put makeup on it yesterday for the basketball game with the Grand Rapids Gold. Because it was so bad. And I'm on camera for the fans, various points in the game. So I go, hey, Dinah, Pooh Bear, I need some makeup. And she goes, all right, put this on. So I put it on there, and it covered it up pretty well. And then when I got home, obviously, now it's wearing off. So it still has some type of concealing to it, but it's bad. So I'm at Walmart, and I've got my the paper towel up, and I'm walking around like this. I'm walking around covering my mouth with the paper towel so people think I'm fucking nuts. And Chris says she had Armenian peach makeup. So now I'm walking around with a bloody paper towel for Walmart. That's pretty much run of the mill. You know, you're dealing with the clientele. It's just some of the biggest pieces of shit on the planet. So it's all good. Stand by. Anyway, while I'm there, I got to get one of those things that you would get that your dad had. I think it's called a styptic pencil, which has, it's like a pencil and it hurts like fuck, but it's going to stop the bleeding. I look up online while I got my phone in Walmart before I go to pick up my goddamn, I'm going to go get these supplies to stop the bleeding, and then I'm going to go get the prescription, buy it all right there, and then go right into the bathroom and do the first aid now. It's 45 minutes after I cut myself, still bleeding quite a bit. Online, it says two things. Styptic pencil works, and Visine helps. I'm like, Visine? And the idea was, Visine, I guess, the material that's in that product constricts your blood vessels. I go, oh, well, maybe. So I grab a thing of Visine and can't find the shaving supplies because they're not, for some reason, they're in a different part of the store. So I go, all right, I'm just going to buy this shit. I go walking up to the pharmacy desk. And again, I still got my hand over my fucking mouth, holding down my paper towel. I said, pardon me, I'm bleeding. I cut myself shaving. I'm here to pick up my medicine. It's so fucking awkward. And then the pharmacist comes up. And I go, do you have anything to stop bleeding? And she's kind of, I go, do you have, where can I get a styptic pencil? She goes, oh, we don't sell those anymore. Those aren't available anywhere. And I'm like, what? Why? And I didn't really get an answer. So I'm not really sure why they don't. Maybe that's the type of thing that you can like grind it up and snort it now. But so they didn't. And I go, all right. Well, what about this Visine? She goes, what? I go, yeah, I was reading online that Visine. And she goes, no. She goes, don't do that. That's for your eyes. I go, I know it's for my fucking eyes. But, and then I start to explain to her what I just explained to you. And she goes, yeah, I don't know about that. She goes, I think just do what you're doing. She looked at me like I was, she said it like, yeah, you're an idiot. I'm like, all right, whatever. Chris says you needed some military grade quick clot. Yeah, I know. I wish they had. Why don't they sell that shit? Get my medicine. Get out of there. Drive home. Halfway home, I removed the paper towel, waited a little bit, touched it again. No blood. I'm like, okay, thank God. I have stopped this from bleeding. But then I thought to myself, I have to eat. Is this going to be the type of thing where if I open up my mouth too far to eat something, it's going to start bleeding? And I found that out later because I bit into a turkey burger that I made, and I looked on the bun, and there was a big wad of, it broke off. It's like the clot busted when I opened my mouth too far. And there's this big quivering red blood clot fucking snack on the bun. I'm like, oh, God, fucking shit. So then I'm back. It takes another hour for this fucking thing to stop bleeding. Holy shit. That was my Saturday night dealing with this. That happened as I was getting out of the shower. I haven't taken a shower since. I didn't take one last night because I don't want to, you know, and it's a huge, you know, I'm touching it right now. It's this huge kind of like scab, blood scab, which is what you need. You want that on there because I'm reasonably sure that if this washes off or whatever, it's going to start bleeding again. Chris says you could have done a Rambo style, put some gunpowder on it and lit it. Not good. Last night, the Lions played. And they won. But for a change, I did not stay up to watch these assholes. And I'm glad I didn't. I'm really glad I didn't because I would have been up late. And the way they won, a walk-off field goal to win it, despite Jared Goff throwing 5 interceptions like a cock, would have kept me up all night. I would have been so jazzed, you know? I mean, wound up because they won the game. When I went to bed, there was like 2-3 minutes left in the first half, and they didn't really look that great at all. And Jared Goff had already thrown a couple of picks. Said I stayed up any longer, I would have seen the third pick. And then he threw 2 more picks in the second half. Nick in Houston says the kicker really loved Jesus. Did you see his interview? No. Jake Bates post game interview. All right. Yeah, here we go. Jake. The sound might not be that great here. Some hot chick is interviewing him. All right. Let's get to the interview of Carlton Davis and Jake Bates.
Jake, I'm going to start with you. Both of those field goals, including the game winner, just made it. How nerve-wracking was that?
I put them a little too close to the post for comfort, but luckily they went in. I mean, Jack and Hogan are so good. We work so hard, so I have so much confidence in the operation and the line protecting, and I'm just happy to do my job today.
And just recently, you were a brick salesman. You thought you were out of football. So what does this mean to you to come back and do this in your...
Okay, she's setting him up for the God thing right here.
Hometown area.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just shows, you know, how good the Lord is. He's so faithful. And, man, my story is, if anything, I just hope people can see Jesus through my story. And
okay, I'm going to pause right there. And that's wonderful. That's a nice thing to say. It just shows Jesus. Well, what I worry about, though, is like someone who has the same type of faithfulness, and they're praying that like their little kid's brain cancer goes away. And it doesn't, and then the kid passes away. Is dad who's got the little kid who passed away, is he thinking to himself, oh, Jake Bates, Jesus is helping Jake Bates, but not, you know what I mean? I think that to me, I think that it should be like outlawed to say that Jesus was looking out for you when it comes to kicking field goals. In my opinion, in sports, if you say Jesus wanted me to be the good field goal kicker that I am, you should get kicked in the cock right there on camera. Because I'm going to say that Jesus does not give a fuck about you kicking fucking field goals. So shut the fuck up.
Story is, if anything, I just hope people can see Jesus through my story. And I mean, that's what I think I'm here to do, is not make or miss or be a good kicker or a bad kicker, but spread the love of Jesus. So, you know, hopefully I'm able to do that on the stage I'm given.
Awesome.
And yeah, I think Jesus needs to have a critique afterward and say, hey, Jake, look, dude, I don't give a shit about you kicking. Just shut up, okay? Go to the children's hospital, you know, sign some autographs, tell them Jesus loves them, but don't say that I had something to do with you kicking field goals.
You sparked this comeback. We were talking to your head coach, Dan Campbell, who said, we need turnovers, and you got that first one. You got another one. How'd you do it?
I mean, going into halftime, we just kind of knew we had to make plays. So honestly, when we're losing, there's nothing else to do but fight back. So that's all I wanted to do. I wanted them to really beat us. I wanted them to earn that win. So when I went out there...
All right, I don't care about this shit. I do want to play the clip of Dan Miller. This is the guy who is the local Detroit Lions play-by-play guy. And he's notorious for just losing his shit when good things happen to the Lions. This is him in that final kick.
There's the snap, spot, kick away. It is up and it is good! He got it! Yes, we're going to fly home on the wings of Jake Bates! Oh, baby! Good from 58! Good from 52! And that's good enough for a victory for the Detroit Lions! Oh, what a comeback by this team! 7 in a row! Down 16 at the break! They scored all the points in the second half! They are 8-1 on the season!
Yeah, those kicks were so close, too. Both of them, like, snuck in the upright. They could very easily have been, like, missed. And then you got Goff throwing 5 picks. So, I mean, they played like fuck and still managed to win. Nick in Houston said, he said, I kick for Jesus. Jesus Christ, that was weird, says Ben. Just keep hitting clutch kicks and shut the hell up. Stevie writes, barf. David says he was a brick salesman, I guess. I guess that was his thing. Hey, Jake Bates, how many bricks you want to buy? Stevie says, stop shoving your beliefs down everyone's throat. Yeah, I don't think it was quite that bad. I don't think it was like, you know, I think he was just saying how he feels. And I just sometimes wonder if that's the right thing to do because of the example that I gave. Chris in Buffalo says God card is annoying as fuck. Nick says 500 kids in Africa starved to death during the game, but Jesus wanted to make sure Jake Bates hit that 58-yarder. Matt says, yeah, well, Jesus makes more money on FanDuel than he does saving cancer kids. Yeah, it's just, can you imagine, though, if after all of that, if Jake Bates said that and the chick who's interviewing him saying, yeah, Jake, that's very interesting that Jesus wants you to kick that field goal. How do you feel about all the children that have died in the time that you've said that? They've been praying to Jesus, but thank God he was here to help you kick those balls, right? His head would explode. He wouldn't know what to do. You should be fined if you start to say Jesus helped you kick the football. You can only thank God if, let's say, you fall off a cliff. And then while you're falling, you said, oh, my God, Jesus, save me. And then you suddenly have the ability to fly. And you're flying, and then you land like Superman. Then you can say, Jesus, thank you. All right? You can't even thank Jesus if you fall and happen to land on something soft. Because that's possible. That can happen. He can only do the miracles. And kicking a goddamn field goal is not a miracle. You asshole. Shut up. Jesus. I want to update the fat-a-thon. I have the results here in my hot fingers. Jeremy is not with us right now. He was here earlier in the show, but he has to tend to some personal things right now. His father passed away suddenly over the weekend. And so our thoughts are with Jeremy right now. He reached out to me. Believe it or not, this was probably one of the most flattering things that I have ever experienced because he had been awake for many, many hours. And in fact, I'm going to share it. I think it's a tribute to Jeremy's father. Easy. My father, this is came in yesterday. I don't know exactly the time it came in, but I think it came in at about 5:30 a.m. EZ, my father passed away suddenly about an hour ago. It's 4:30 a.m. on a rainy, chilly Sunday morning. This man was the best father I could have ever asked for. He went to all my baseball games and football games and band concerts. He supported me through my childhood and was the best advisor anyone could imagine. He survived 4 bouts of cancer, numerous heart surgeries, had emphysema and lung nodules because he was a chemist and safety standards were not as strict in the 1970s as they are now. Ultimately, an incredibly rapid spreading form of necrotizing fasciitis took him from us. He made dinner for my mother and sister. They ate around 5 p.m. and he was gone by 3:30 a.m. I am devastated. My heart aches and I don't really know what to do. At this point, I've been awake for 25 hours and I don't think I'll be able to sleep anytime soon. Attached is the last conversation we had. We were discussing music on Friday evening. He brought up the song, Cats in the Cradle, and talked about its meaning to him. I will go to my grave proud of the fact that he knew what he meant to me for his last day on this earth. Tell the people you love that you love them. And what's stunning, and I'm looking at the text exchange, and I read it word for word. It just so happens that, you know, as of Friday, there was not... Like, he wasn't circling the drain or anything like that. They weren't expecting him to die. Like I said, this is unexpected. But Jeremy took the time Friday to tell his father how he felt. You know, one of those really nice, poignant ones. And And that's kind of cosmic to me. Because looking at it through the lens of what he shared, that's incredible. I'm so glad you did that to your father. I'm so glad you took the time to tell him that. I wrote back, "Hey, Jeremy, my gosh, I'm so sorry. The poignancy of your conversation that you had with your dad prior to his death was pretty great. I'm glad you got to tell him all those things. Sometimes people lose sight of that. You said you don't know what to do, but what you're doing right now is what you're supposed to do, reflecting and talking to people about him. Sleep will come, and this too shall pass. Also, I'm honored to have learned about how you felt about your pops. Thank you for sharing. R.I.P. to your dad." All right, big fella. It's going to take some time. He sent along his weight, nonetheless. All right. First of all, Kenny. Kenny wrote to me. What did he write today? After having such a difficult week, translation, after being a pain in the ass jackass, I'll gladly take a 1 pound loss. I was surprised. This was pre-morning poop also because I was in a hurry. He has lost 1 pound. Which is a hell of a lot better than last week where he went up 1.6. So he is down to 315.8. That's not going to be enough to overtake Jeremy, who also lost weight, but he dropped 1.5 to put him at 294.9. I'm just glad that both of you lost some weight. Jeremy has been the picture of consistency since this all started. Again, his weight was 335.4 when we began this. So that puts him down over 40 pounds, right? Let me do the math here. 335.4 minus 294.9. 40 and a half pounds. Holy fuck. Kenny, you need a big week. I'm not going to lie. I need you to stop shooting for not gaining weight. I need you to shoot for a victory because he's kicking your ass. Stop settling for this shit. You've got now something to build on. Would you get your head out of your fucking asshole and put together 7 solid days and we will reconvene in 1 week? And maybe you can get out of this slump. Jeremy has beaten you in 7 of 8 weeks on the fat-a-thon. So quit being a fuckface and put in a serious effort all week long. God damn. Remember, this is going to take you both a long, long time, like years. All right? You have to commit. You have to recommit to committing. All right? So see if you can this week, Kenny, lose more than what Jeremy has lost. Maureen says, good job, Kenny. Kenny says, Jeremy is doing so good. Way to go, guys. Good job, fellas. Good job, fellas. Kenny says, I also started at 360 at the start of 2024. You know. All right, let's do that math. 360, and you're down 315.8. So, yeah, but you see, the issue here is... you've been kind of hovering around that 40-pound range for several months. So, come on. Get your fucking head in the game. It's like you started out so well, and everybody's cheering you on. So basically what you're saying there is in 11 months, you've lost 44.2. Jeremy, in 2 months, has lost almost the same amount. So you better fucking pick up the pace. Hey, it's your old pal EZ for my latest and greatest sponsor, Uncommon Goods. Wouldn't it be exceptional if you got a gift for that special someone, and when they opened it and took a look at it, they didn't immediately start to forget about it? It's time to up your game and get a fantastic, thoughtful gift with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods were fantastic artisan-type creators make amazing gifts for you to check out. And it's all in one place, uncommongoods.com. The choices are endless. Go to uncommongoods.com and see what they have to offer. You could get lost on their website just looking at the fantastic gifts, and you'll have to start writing it down. You're like, oh, this person would love this so much. Oh my gosh. All of your shopping will get done just like that. You're welcome. You'll get lost in a rabbit hole of awesomeness at uncommongoods.com. And when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches. So shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to uncommongoods.com. And if you use my special code, you will get 15% off of your next gift that you purchase. Uncommongoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Uncommongoods.com/Zane. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That is Fat-a-thon update for this week on the Eric Zane Show podcast. Before I continue on, by the way, I guess I am close to a hype train, whatever the hell that is, on Twitch. When people either subscribe or they give me some of those stupid, I think they're called bits, or they pay to have me highlight a quote. That we have 1 minute left to get a hype train. I don't think I've gotten a hype train in like 3.5 years. So if you do any of those things, do it now. Resubscribe or throw your stupid bits at me for a dumb fuck hype train. I don't know what it is. Maureen says, Eric, in Kenny's defense, the weight comes off faster and a bit easier when you first start a diet. Yeah, however, don't forget, in the summer, Kenny was talking about 40. So I know he can do it. He's just got to figure that shit out. So what I'm suggesting is shut up. All right. For the folks who are watching on Facebook and YouTube, it's time to say goodbye. The rest of the show is available twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. Appreciate that. The audio is available wherever you download podcasts. Just search my name, Eric Zane Show Podcast, subscribe, rate, and review to the audio podcast. If you ever want to say hello via email, you can send it along, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Thank you to them. Stripe the parking lot with Shoreliner Striping. My Patreon is available for you to check out. I have a 7-day free trial at patreon.com/ericzane, patreon.com Eric Zane. I have just kicked everybody out of Facebook and YouTube. The open of this show was brought to you by my friends at Werner Roofing. W-E-R-N-E-R roofing.com. You can call them at 616-844-5382. They put the roof on this house, and they'll do an outstanding job for you. When you go to WernerRoofing.com, you will get a request an estimate page. Click on that, and then just fill out the information. In a handful of hours, you will hear from my friends at Werner Roofing. There's a spot in there, a message spot, where you can leave a message. Please mention it's either there or at some point that you heard about them from the Eric Zane Show podcast. Full financing, financing available. Sometimes putting a new roof on can be quite expensive. Take advantage of course, the financing makes things quite a bit easier for you if that's what you choose. 616-844-5382 for Werner Roofing. W-E-R-N-E-R roofing.com. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Now 30 years of fixing cars, trucks, EVs, hybrids. They do it all. They are in West Michigan, just off 44th Street, a few blocks east of 131, street called Stafford. That's where they are. You can head over there, E-R-V-I-N-E-S, ervines.com for more information on their website. Or can just you can just call them at 616-532-6600. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's. When it comes to mortgages, buy now, refinance later. With the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. They are awesome. Whether you've done this many times in the past, bought a home that is, gotten it financed, or you're a first-time home buyer, they will roll out the red carpet for you. Anywhere in the U.S., they are number one in America for a reason at the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 231-332-6505. Thank you so much to them. Piano Finger Banger says, easy, you still pumping iron? We need more team knuckle-dragger interactions, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I need to get back to the YMCA and see those fuckers. Maureen says, Kenny, I'm with you. I've hit a wall and I'm struggling big time. All I can suggest to you guys that hit walls is that you change it up. If something happens, like, oh, boy, I'm not losing any more weight, yeah, maybe modify your intake, maybe modify your exercise, maybe mix in some strength training. Have you thought of that? I know I've told you, but you're all pretty fucking stubborn, so you probably haven't. Kenny says, you lost a lot completely on your own in the past year, though, Maureen. You've done amazingly also. Yeah, I know. That's great. But it's all, what have you done for me lately? I'm a little annoyed with you chunkers patting each other on the back and like you haven't done anything recently. Okay? You're well on the way to going back to being porky. So do you think you could stop wasting your time patting each other on the back and get your ass up and do something? Is that possible? God. Jeremy says, I've noticed that eating less and moving more is a good weight loss formula. Yeah, whenever you fluffy turtles, like, oh my God, I lost it. I can't lose it anymore. It stopped. Yeah, it's fucking math. It's all math. If you put in less and burn more, you will get smaller. You know what's not going to help you lose anymore? Bitching. God damn. Linda says, I just finished 2.5 miles on the treadmill and I still feel fat. Showbro Michael says, well, look at all these shows with 500-pound people. It's like it's okay to be that big. All right. Kenny says, I've been dying to take a nap with EZ, posting about taking naps all the time. That's my plan today. I credit you for that inspiration, Eric. Well, I'm glad to help. Chris says, bitching and eating Dunkaroos will not help. Showbro Michael says, loose the weight. It's not healthy. Showbro Michael, you do realize that the word lose only has one O in it. Nothing makes me want to kick somebody's ass more when they add an O to the word lose so that it says loose. He says autocorrect. Yeah, I don't know about that. I've seen way too many people write loose. Typically, it's a Trump voter who writes loose. Shout out to Joe Martinez. I don't know if he's here right now. No. His Michigan team put up a solid fight against Indiana. Indiana's very good. Michigan went about as far as they could, but they end up coming short. They have two games left, Michigan does. One is against Ohio State. The other is against Northwestern. If they manage to lose against Northwestern, that means they will have to beat Ohio State to make it to some loser bowl game. I do know that Michigan is rolling out the red carpet and spending big money on some top players for next year. I think they rolled up a Brinks truck to pay some guy to be quarterback or somebody. I barely follow it. I just keep seeing stories about five-star recruit thinking about Michigan because they're going to pay him a ton of fucking cash. All right. And then, so he's got that. He doesn't come around here as much. He's got some health issues going on. And he also doesn't like to come around here when his team sucks shit and when the Lions are very good. He will come around here. If the Lions lose in the playoffs, he will show up here, mark my words, and say, see, I told you, he's that guy. Showbro Michael says, how about Ole Miss taking down Georgia? That was outstanding. Oregon is probably the cream of the crop. You know, there are, I think, 12 teams that are going to qualify for the playoffs this year. I cannot wait for that. It's going to be outstanding. Linda says, many, many great games this weekend. Yeah, this is the time of the year when the big time rivalries happen. And then the following week, you have the game between Michigan and Ohio State, which is arguably the biggest rivalry in all of sports. All right, I think I wanted to play something else concerning the Lions. Chris D sent some clips along that I wanted to share. I'm going to check this out first, sight unseen. This is the Detroit Lions' new defensive lineman, Za'Darius Smith. He was cheering on the team from the sidelines This is him yesterday.
I get here on Wednesday. Wednesday, I can't wait. Hey. I promise you, I'm going to give it my all, man. This is a great football team.
We saw you doing some coaching over there. You were really talking to the defense. What did you see, or what were you advising them on?
Just a lot of the guys up front, man, was getting a lot of chips and a lot of slides. And I was just telling them, man, just listen to the protection.
Listen to the protection.
Listen to it. If you listen to it, a Roy or a Larry call, you actually know where he's going. Man. So we was able to get some pressure after that, and I'm just so happy that we got 4 sacks after making that call. No.
How excited are you next week to join this defense? I know you can't wait.
Man, very excited. I was just talking to Coach, man. I can't wait. I hate that he gave me this week off. Obviously, I didn't want it. That's something that they wanted for their players, and that's what I love about this football team, because they care about their players, and actually, he was a player.
He's referring to Cleveland had a bye week, so had he remained with the Cleveland Browns, he would have a week off. So they wanted him to take that week off so that any nagging injuries could be treated to some degree. So that's what they were thinking, and that's what he's referring to. He said he wanted to play, but they wouldn't let him.
So he understands what's going on.
Was there part of you, though, saying, hey, Coach, I can go. I'm good. I can give you, like, 10 rushes tonight.
I did. But obviously he wanted me to take the week off because it was a bye. I haven't had one. And then I actually stay in Florida. So, you know, we had the hurricane in Florida. I wasn't able to get home. But he told me to give me 2 days, and I actually went home and checked on the house. So that's love from Coach.
What can Alliance fans expect from you this year?
you hear a lot of sacks, man, a lot of pressure, man, and getting after the quarterback. Obviously, like you said, you saw me earlier coaching up the young guys, man, so you're going to get up much more of that coming up soon.
Setting that edge, right?
Yes, sir.
I know you do.
Come on, man. That's what I got paid to do.
Oh, my God. This is fantastic. So they get 4 sacks without having this stud who's going to just fit like a glove with the Lions, especially when, what's his name, comes back. The guy busted his fucking leg. This is Dan Campbell's speech after yet another Lions victory. And I think I mentioned this, but Jared Goff threw 5 interceptions.
Oh, my God.
Man, that is the definition of resiliency. You guys just kept banging away. Right? We did whatever we had to do, and we just bought our time. Defense, that was outstanding, man. That was outstanding. That was outstanding. And we knew it was just a matter of time. Offense, we get our points, man. Bates, that was freaking ginormous.
Right? Bates is like, yeah, Jesus made me do it.
And I'll just say this again. This is what great teams do. This is what great teams do. Even when you're having an off day, you find a way, man. You freaking find a way and you will it to happen. That's what you did today. That's what you did. I got 3 game balls. All right. I'm going to start here.
All right. I can't do it. It's too much. That's cool. I guess some guy shit his pants during the game for the Lions. That's James Houston. All right, he definitely has shit his pants. That is an NFK special. This is Dan Campbell. Split screen. His reaction while the kick is taken. And this will show you how close this kick was. Football team's 8-1. I'm going to lose my shit. We talked last week about Xavier Leggett from the Carolina Panthers, a guy with that crazy accent. He's from South Carolina, but I don't know. You got a blend of like Cajun. This is a combination of Cajun, Southern, country, and black. Xavier Leggett tries German food. His team was playing overseas in Germany.
I had some chicken wings. Do I need a cookie? Let me try. Okay. I like that one.
Do you have any food since you arrived?
I had some chicken wings, Julia. They had a little different taste to them. Like y'all use a different twang of barbecue stuff. But they right here, I like it right here.
I could listen to him talk all day. The Ohio State Band did this. The band is in the shape of, I don't know, is this a dog? I don't know what the fuck this is. They got the Michigan logo, and then the animal that they're in the shape of takes a huge shit on the Michigan logo. Their band is historic. I guess it's fantastic. Then there's this. I got to get into this. This is sad as shit. Goddamn. Kirk Herbstreit. He is the announcer for College Football Game Day. His dog passed away, and this dog is... Everybody loves this dog. Dog's name is Ben. Looks like some type of golden retriever, golden lab. And the dog goes with him on road trips. This is a tribute that he made for the dog. Dog passed away. So this is it. This is very sad.
Dogs are known as man's best friend. But what do you call a dog that becomes a nation's best friend? You call him Ben. I'll be honest with you. When I first started bringing Ben on the road, it was for me. I needed a travel companion. Hotel rooms can sometimes feel like islands of solitude.
Looks very sweet.
And his warm presence became my anchor to home, making my journeys feel less like wandering and more like belonging. When I was working in a hotel room or a broadcast booth or on the college game day set, reaching down and feeling that fur at my feet, it made me feel like I was home. Ben wasn't out here to become a social media star. But he became one, just by being himself. The Rose Bowl named him its chief happiness officer, and that's exactly what he did. He made everyone happy, and he did it without even trying. He just wagged that tail or nestled up against strangers like they were family, and that's what they became. On planes, in hotel lobbies, on the beach, in the mountains, it didn't matter if you're a college student, a movie star, a national championship quarterback, or even a state governor.
That's a racist governor.
Ben didn't care who you were.
Dog wants
everyone deserved his love. I think we can all learn from that. At a time when everything seems to be aimed at dividing us, our love of football unites us every weekend. What I experienced with Ben was that, and so much more. Dogs' only flaw as a species is they don't live long enough. But the warmth they give us, that never goes away. So neither will Ben. This man's best friend, who became America's best friend.
No. He started crying on the voiceover. Okay, so they rolled that. And that's tough right there. There's no doubt about it. And then after that, here they are on College Game Day. Desmond Howard. I don't know who this guy is. This is that guy who's he's kind of a fucking idiot. This is Nick Saban. This is Lee Corso. He's got dementia. And then here's Herbstreit. Man, watch this.
We'll get to that last one on the board coming up shortly right there and see what he's got stamped.
Kind of low.
He's been hot for a while. If you followed along in college football and social media anywhere, maybe even if you just drove down the street, we've seen billboards, we've seen signs, all of us have received.
I don't like this video. I think I can get a better video. I think I have a better video.
for a while. If you followed along in college football and social media anywhere, maybe even if you just drove down the street, we've seen billboards, we've seen signs. All of us have received a number of messages about the loss of Kirk's dog, Ben Herbstreit. And Kirk, we appreciate so much that you were sharing Ben with us over the years.
Yeah. Okay, so Kirk has to talk, and he probably is going into this. He's all right. I'll be okay. But he does not. He comes unglued. Oh my God, this poor guy. Oh, and then the We Love Ben chants.
There's not much that has gotten as much attention on social media than the love for the dog. We've seen it. He's been a great teammate of ours for a while.
It's
Kirk has put together an essay.
Oh, God. That's tough. In their ears, you can hear the producers probably going, all right, no. We're going to the video. We can't do it. Pure sorrow, grief, sadness. Oh, my God. I'm going to cry so hard every time I lose a dog, it's always like the worst day of my life. I've had people in my life pass away, and when I have to compare like the loss of a family, a human being, to a dog is 1 million times worse. To me, when you compare the life, or the sadness you feel when a dog dies compared to a human, the human death is like a goddamn party. It's like you can hear Cool in the Gang's celebration. It's so much not the same thing. It's the sorrow is beyond belief when the dog passes. I mean, it's like when it's happening, you want to say to the vet, all right, put one in me too. Put me to sleep too. You feel that bad. You know, whenever a loved one dies, a human being, you know, people like, they say, you know, I mean, yeah, that's the true sorrow. And I'm like, fuck that shit. The dog's the true sorrow. All right? My dogs have never done any of the fucked up shit that all you people have. All right? Stevie says, can we stop with the death talk today? You know, I'm trying to do a bit here. I'm trying to crack everybody up with the comparison that dog death is a million times worse than human death because humans are assholes. Okay? So, basically, if I get a phone call in one ear that says, Stevie's dead. And in the other ear, I'm like, oh, you know what? O'Neal's dead. I'll be like, oh, fuck Stevie. I don't give a shit about Stevie. If I have to choose between a human and one of my dogs, the dogs win every fucking time. Every fucking time. My dogs have not maliciously stabbed me in the back time and again and been a total asshole on various times. My dog can take a shit on the floor, get in the garbage, and eat a steak, and it's still cool. In my opinion, they did Herbstreit dirty there. All right? He should have not been on the show at all. Like when Daisy died. I took time off. I finally figured out that I don't have to cry on the podcast. I took the time off. I processed. I moved on. No crying. That was a tearjerker. That was tough. Bob says, EZ, you keep forgetting to sniff into the mic. with the sad stories. Oh, that's right. That's a free beer special. Fake cry. Maureen says Herb Street looked like a little boy crying on game day, just heartbroken. Piano Finger Banger says he also called Thursday Night Football the day it happened. Yeah, I don't like to think about that. It's inevitable. You just take care of the dog and bless him. Then here's my baby dog, O'Neal. You can see the top of his head here. Hey, big guy. How are you? That's my heart dog. You can see his eyes. They're all my heart dogs, frankly. These dogs got it made. All right. Well, I'm sorry that happened, Kirk Herbstreit. It's incredibly sad. Dogs are just the absolute best. And, you know, I think also the element of when it comes time to actually, I mean, you have to do that deed of a dog going to the Rainbow Bridge. You go into that room at the vet where they got like the candles lit and the lights are low. You're like, oh, no, it's happening. Been down that road many times. That's the way you send them off to the Rainbow Bridge. There was one time when I was a kid. No, I take it back. I was an adult. We put poor Sarah down. And I was such a gutless twat. I said, yeah, you do it. See you later. It's like, how the fuck can you do that? You asshole. All right. In all seriousness, I'm sorry that happened. But there's lots of dogs that pass, and my thoughts are with all of you that have to deal with it. Maureen writes, Soul Dog. New rescue in Flint called Soul Dog Rescue started last week, doing good things already. Soul Dog? So are they only rescuing, like, black dogs? Is that what that means? All right. Apparently, I'm annoying people with this discussion. Well, there was a lot of great jokes in that bit, so you all can fucking shut up. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.